views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is Friday, February the 17th, 2017. We have a live show for you today.
To be having some connection issues with this conference line, so stay tuned while I try to get us reconnected. We're having some internet connectivity issues prior to Tando Radio Show coming on air, so stay tuned.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees. Free like open seas. Free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a true shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle, without FCC sons of pals calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Freestyle, never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs, and now because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free, so I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak, feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that could be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Like imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look in every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound. Like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ. Unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle.
That's how it should be. 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 That's how it should
be. Directly affected in that area of California. This will have ramifications if this dam does get compromised. As if the water is, if the rain and the overall scheduled amount of rain is actually dropped in that area, I really don't see how that dam will be able to uphold it. So we're going to go back to that from time to time. If it comes back on, we'll go back to it and just hear it from time to time. I think it'll be a good thing for us to do. Because it gives you an idea of how you should be preparing. And I'm just reading some of the things. This one person, I don't know how true this is, but this is just one of the comments that were there. I try to only read some of the ones that are really relevant. It says the military police said they were evacuating in Mercer. To move people out. Move this down. Why would they do that if it was safe to go back and the area was only 8% fixed? So this is just some of the comments that are coming from there. So we'll check back from it from time to time. So let's get back into what's in the news, and then we'll cover this. This kind of changed everything up for me. Also, I posted there inside of Tando Radio Show a YouTube video of some drone footage of Orville Dam. And you can see the extent of the damage from the spillway that's there. And to me, this is not something that's going to be recoverable. In my opinion, I'm not an engineer, but looking at the volume and how much and the pressure and the overall volume of water that is being that is actually eroding the landscape that's there. It's setting new topography is basically what it's doing. I don't think and this is when it wasn't raining. I don't see how in the world with more pressure of more water can that spillway endure anything more. So check out and you can see for yourself the drone footage that was there. And I think some of the drone footage was actually from the 14th And from today and from the live feed that I saw earlier today, it looked very overcast at that time. I couldn't tell if it was raining or not. So check out that for yourself. Very, very important in my opinion. And we'll go back, I said, from time to time and check into what's going on in Oroville. I would say let's send our energy to all of the living beings that are there, the benevolent living beings that are there for safekeeping. Also, next article comes from ABC News, and it says, strongest storm in years to drench Southern California. Southern California is bracing for torrential rain and powerful winds today. And this is also was reported in from one person in Sacramento that there was hurricane-like winds, and that's speculative to what the person is saying, but they were saying hurricane-type like winds, and it was heavy rains, and it was so they were telling people in Oroville to be ready and to do what you can now because it's moving your way. So the article goes on. This is not what the article said. I just was repeating what was one of the feeds that I read because this article is saying that the strongest storm could hit. Powerful winds today, and what could be the strongest storm to hit the region in years, if not decades. The massive storm took aim at the West Coast this morning and will dump heavy rains across Southwest California today, with numerous rain showers lingering into Saturday, according to the forecast. And ladies and gentlemen, the name that they gave this storm is none other than Lucifer. The name that is what's been reported that the name of this storm was by the you know, because they name all of the storms, and this storm was given the name of Lucifer. How appropriate and how telling it is, if that is the case. I was not able to verify that because of some of the things that I was doing, but from just some looking at what was reported by some credible, but I don't really want to put that out if that's not the case. So I will say, allegedly, that is the name of the storm, is Lucifer. But it would be extremely fitting to me if that was the case, and it tells you everything. Okay, next article. This one comes from the AP news agency, Associated Press. And my commentary on this is that clear signs of pending major trouble. And this is this came from the AP, and there was multiple reports from the AP. This was just one. The AP, the Trump administration's considered proposal to mobilize as many as 100,000 National Guard troops to round up unauthorized immigrants, including millions living nowhere near Mexican border, according to the draft memo outlined by the Associated Press staffer. Well, earlier, this was reported very early. I think it was reported late yesterday or into early today. Then there was another article out of.
If I move, I'm going to lose my service. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. That was the live feed from. So the live feed is back up in Oroville, so I'll check it from time to time. So we're going to get back. Then there was another article from from the Free Beacon, saying that the White House was saying that that report that AP did, news did, was fake news and was not true. Well, the AP had actually posted the memo, the governmental memo, and corresponded saying just exactly what they were reporting. So, and this is, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is a clear sign of pending major trouble. And this, from the standpoint of what is going to be happening here, but it gives you, you should really be reading between the signs and reading between the lines. And I'm going to get to that in 1 second. There's another article that substantiates and validates that. This comes from Business Insider. Germany warns the U.S. against threatening the cohesion of the EU, of the European Union. From Munich, Germany's defense minister, Ursula, on Friday warned Washington against hurting European cohesion and move this down and seeking a rapprochement with Russia behind the backs of its allies. Europe has been rattled by the celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump's praise for Britain's decision to quit the EU, his criticism of NATO and softening approach towards Russia. Now, this is why this is so important, and I'm going to hold on to that just for 1 second. I'm going to get to another article. I'm just going to say this. Okay, this is why this is so important. There was also recently a recent attempt to fill Michael Flynn's national security position, and it was actually denied by they wanted to give that position that was vacated from Michael Flynn's resignation earlier this week on Wednesday, and the individual that they gave it to is a former Navy SEAL, has worked in intelligence, and he decided not to go into the Trump administration. And some of the things unreported, unofficial reports, was that officially said because of financial reasons, but unofficially it was said that because he said that that administration was unorganized. And this was for Rear Admiral Robert Hayward turned down the National Security Advisor's job. Okay, now I want you to hold on to that thought. What I just said about Merkel, what I just read about the AP report, Admiral Robert Hardwood's turning down, and also Vice President, celebrity figurehead Vice President Pence is in Europe right now in Munich, trying to ease the overall tension between the United States and Europe, as well as the celebrity figurehead defense secretary, James Mattis, is actually there as well. And the secretary of state, the celebrity figurehead Tilson, is at the G20. Now, here's what I want you to think about. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, you are seeing a PSYOP, a intelligence agency operation. An intelligence agency operation is actually to destabilize the United States, or what is called the United States. And this is going to directly affect you. In my opinion, what you're seeing is the leading up to exactly what happened in Dallas with Kennedy. Those steps are being, in my opinion, being plotted right now, because all of the plausible deniability is there. And many would say that they wouldn't mind that to happen to the celebrity figurehead. But this whole thing is a charade, and it's a setup for what's going on. And this is not going to be something, if that becomes the case, this is not going to be something that is going to be in your best interest. It is only going to be the cloak in which the overall mass destabilization that is going to target you is going to give it the perfect cover. I am seeing, in my opinion, I am seeing what appears to be the plausible deniability to create for different assassinations. I'm not calling for that. I'm saying this is what I'm seeing. And this is why you're seeing the way that what you're seeing happening. There is complete, they are starting to destabilize it. They want to, and it is the perfect agenda, and it's the perfect characters to fulfill this. You have a real volatile relationship with China, a volatile relationship with Mexico, a volatile relationship with Germany, a volatile, because the celebrity figurehead Trump has been harshly criticizing the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel, who, in my opinion, looks so much like she's related to Hitler, in my opinion. Like a daughter, maybe, or something like that. Just my opinion. But as because saying that she was light on refugees and immigration and caused problems. So now what do you have? And then you have Iran. Then you have all this. You have the perfect psyops for complete destabilization. And I wouldn't be surprised if This admiral said, knowing what he knows, says, I don't want to be a part of this in any way. In any way. Now, could that be, but also there could be some participation from that as well. I don't know, but just from me reading between the lines, what I'm seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm seeing is that there is going to be some very keen and historical events that are going to happen relatively soon, and they're going to target you. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people that are in Europe making their relationships so that when they take over power, and you can kind of remember what happened with Kennedy, the overall the alleged involvement of the Bushes in Johnson, and which I believe was very credible because they had the means, opportunity gained from it, and the method, and everything how it went down. And many would say, so what? We don't like this guy. It's not about your overall, what this system has been massaging you to feel towards a certain way. What it doesn't want you to do is think for yourself. And what is going to happen is that they're going to put the perfect individuals and characters in front of you so that when they spring their trap, one of the keys to committing a crime, ladies and gentlemen, is that you got to clean it up before you do it. And this is my opinion, is what is definitely happening and has been happening. And it's not going to be a good event at all. It is actually a diversion from what the true intended target is, and that's you. And that's me, and that's us collectively. I wouldn't be surprised at the events that would come about because they worked so well in the past before. And if you know exactly what I mean, you're going to have to, because I'm not going to say it, but you will just have to guess and think for yourself exactly what that is. And I see all of the signs of a psyops unfolding right now. This is why everything is being destabilized compartmentally. So, very, very important. So check out some of the things that we posted there in Tando. Next article comes from, here we go. One second. And this is also why Russia now, in my opinion, is now telling their news agencies, and they're starting to pull back in their so-called puppy love of celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. It is playing perfectly into the whole thing. And Russia is now, this comes from RT, Russia is saying that NATO is meddling into Russia's affairs. And this one comes from Russia Today International. Putin, NATO keeps trying to draw Russia into confrontation, meddling into internal affairs. So now all of the usual suspects are in place, and the same crimes will be committed. And this is what you have to be prepared for in so many ways. So check out that. Next, we have some stuff from CNBC that we need to play, and it goes in line with today's show. There's two that were there. I will play them, or if I have problems, I'll have Scotty play them if he's there. Also, from the Treasury, the capital data has come out, and I said the unwinding continues. Now, today's show for February the 17th, 2017, today's show, and the topic is, could a colossal financial excavation be in store for holders of U.S. debt, in parentheses, dollars? And yes, I do think that that is definitely it. We will get into that. But just because of some of the things that's going on, I do want to check in with what's happening in Orville, Goldville, California. So as I check back, and I posted it there, you can follow along and see it for yourself. There's some live streaming that's there, and it looks like overcast. I cannot tell if it's raining or not. I can't tell if these pictures are live or if they're still, but you do see helicopters moving, checking the overall dam, the structure of the dam. So it's getting pretty real. So I'm going to try to turn this up real quick. Okay, let's hear this.
Three deer over here watching me.
amazing. I'm on the side of a hill, and there's some deer over there off in the distance. They're watching this.
This is a guy named Sean that's giving live feed from Oroville, California. This is a live feed from a gentleman named Sean that's giving live feed for Oroville, and I can see that the helicopters are actually still trying to dump aggregate rocks into to shore up the overall spillway, which I don't think is going to work. So let's hear it for a second.
Safety. We are reporting live. Some more trucks heading down. How long do I plan to be here? I don't know. I mean, I'm getting a lot of love for this feed right here, so it's pretty cold. I'm pretty wet.
So it is raining if he's wet. All right, well, we'll check back with it later. And so there is – I posted it there so you all could see. And I tell you, one thing I will say, some people do some of the darndest things. It'd be no way in the world I would be there. There's no way in the world I would be there. I don't need to know the temperature of a volcano to know that it's hot. I don't need to know exactly the temperature. But there are some people that will put on a thermal suit and go inside or get as close to a volcano just to get the temperature for you. This is just what some people do. And I'm going to tell you, you know ain't no black people doing this. But there's no way in the world I would be at this dam. This is just no way in the world. So for this individual that's doing it, you know, hey, more power to you. Be safe. But no way in the world would I. So we'll check back from time to time because he's having a live feed. But let's check real quick to see what...
Man. Good thing he's getting out of his truck.
I guess he was approached by the sheriff as well. So it looks like that he...
I had to bail at this spot. I'm sorry, but I have one close call ready today. I'm surprised those police officers haven't called me back yet.
Okay, so the helicopter is still, they're still dropping aggregate rocks.
I don't think it's to the point where I have to go yet. He's just parked down there. He hasn't got his car yet or his truck yet. Yeah, I know, but only one of them has stopped that close to me. It's kind of disconcerting. It's a free country, yeah, but I don't know if I'm on private property. I've already had one incident today.
All right, well, we'll check back later. So we're going to check back, and I'll kind of monitor this to see what's that. And then you all can do it as well. I posted it inside of Tando Radio Show for you to see what's going on in Oroville, Goldville, California, at the Oroville-Goldville Dam, if you are so interested, because I do think that this is a part of an agenda of this destabilization. Is a reason why this is happening because of what's there as we move from a debt-based economy into an asset-based economy. They have to have the seizure of assets. So, and they want to do it by taking it and not paying people and having people run and compete with people trying to take out of the ground what is already there that they have no real say to at all. So, all right, so we're going to check back at that from time to time. I will kind of turn it up just a little bit in case there's something significant. Maybe we can hear. And what I can see, I tell you this, they got cement trucks that are they're pouring loads and loads of cement trying to, but it, all of their efforts, I believe, are going to be futile in this case, not looking good at all. So, all right, so let's get into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're going to have a show on Financial Friday today, and as well we'll check back from what's happening in Oroville as we speak as Storm Lucifer moves towards California. And I'm not amazed at all by the name and everything else. And you, as Tando Radio Show listeners, I don't think that you are at all either. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, or if someone wants to monitor this and report back to us any breaking stuff so we can continue with the show, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. It's posted right there inside of Tando Radio Show, the two feeds that are there. So that would be great if someone wants to do that. Kind of helps us out in that whole thing. So, all right, so let's get into today's show. What I want to talk about is we have some major, and I call it a colossal financial excavation that's going to happen for U.S. debt holders, sovereignly and on a micro level and a macro level. Micro level meaning you, macro level meaning everyone else. And this is going to definitely speed up. So what I want to do really quickly is I want to play for you. I'm going to have to get out of this. What I want to play for you, something that was said by the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. Very, very important. Then I want to play two things for you that came from CNBC. One was from earlier this week and one was from last Friday. And it really has to set the tone for today's show because it's just that important. And they're very, very short. But what is said here is critical. And we need to lay that out for you. And then we're going to read something from Fitch, rating agency. And then we're going to take a look at a couple of other things to substantiate and validate. And then we need to talk about what is it that you should be doing to prepare for this, where you are in the positions and the conditions and the environment in which you live in daily. One thing that I will say to you before we get into this, ladies and gentlemen, I would definitely say to you, you're very familiar with, you can't take anything with you. What I mean by that, when you make the great transformation of what we have been customarily taught as death, when people die or when things die, they can't take anything with them. And I want you to really think about the power of that statement. But what I want you to do when you think about the power of that statement, I really want you to apply that to what it really should be applied to. Not just what you've been misled or groomed to think or domesticated to think. I want you to look at that statement in its complete fullness so that the point and so that you can really see how powerful you are and what is it that you are really, really capable of. They say that when a person dies, they can't take anything with them. When you hear that, what does it come to mind to you? You can't take money. You can't take your car. You can't take your house. You can't take this. You can't take that. You can't take possessions. You can't take earthly possessions and things of that nature. Okay, so we understand that. And we get that point. But what we don't get is that what the world has theoretically put into theoretical practice and the overall the idealism or the direction of things and how they institute the institutions of things and how this system creates a paradigm of destruction. We understand that we can't take our favorite car with us in the great transformation, or when someone dies, they can't take their car with them. So what makes us think that we can take anything that's been created by man with us? Neither its institutions, its ideology, its teachings, or its customs. What would make us think if man made an object that we couldn't take with us in the great transformation, or by what they tell you of what they institutionalize everyone with, indoctrinate anyone and domesticate them with death? When people die, you can't take your possessions with you. You can't take your shoes, your house, or anything else. Why can't you take those things with you? Because they are not living, They are not among the spiritual remnants, and it doesn't resonate in life. They are inanimate objects. So what makes us think that we can take anything that man has institutionalized in our physical life with us? Why do we allow their lies of the great transformation? Why do we think that we can take that with us? What part of their lives of the great transformation will we be able to pocket? What will we be able to take with us? If we can't take our shoes, if we can't take the house, if we can't take our favorite car, why is it that we can take the overall institutional thinking and the institutional teachings of what man has created? It can't happen, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because it is only can affect you here. And until we understand these things, and until we operate in these things from a standpoint of how strong we are, there is something that we will believe that we can take with us, and that's the lies of man's institution. So I can take a traffic ticket with me from man. So I can take the violation of man's laws with me, the writing of man's laws, the pen by the pen. No. Nor can you take any lie, any fallacy, any untrue, any unliving remnants of energy with you. But what you will be able to take with you is what you already know. It's your spirit and your energy, which we continue to surrender by the lies of their institutions. I don't see how we don't see how we can add that up, that 1 + 1 = 2. I didn't know that maybe in this common core world that 1 + 1 = 25. But at some point, just because they say it is not meaning it's true. I think we need to attach ourselves to the truth more. This is why they constantly indoctrinate all with "in God we trust." And they are the God that they have institutionalized you to trust. So, wanted to set that as a basis as we jump into today's show. I'm going to play something from CNBC. And the CNBC is of celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. And what is going to be said, you really need to pay attention to, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you why there is a colossal excavation about to happen. And it's unfolding and it's been happening for a while. And this is what Trump said with the Prime Minister of Japan last Friday. And it says, Trump, we will all be at a level playing field. You need to listen to what that means. So I'm going to chew this up really quickly. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. I want you to really, really pay attention to what's being said. Hopefully I can cue this up. Really was waiting, so should be able to have that in a second. If not, maybe I could get Scotty to do it. Give me 1 second. And I wanted to play this to you because this is extremely, extremely, in my opinion, important, because they tell you everything before they're going to do it. Why? It's because that's how they get you to surrender. One of the things about getting you to surrender, ladies and gentlemen, is that they have to deceptively tell you what it is that they want you to surrender. And then you would have to be in agreement. So let me just hopefully, Scotty, are you there? Hopefully Scotty's feeling good. Hopefully I'm not messing.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, what's up,
Dave? Hey, Scotty, could you do me one favor? I'm queuing up this one. I got to play two things. They're very, very short. If you could play them back to back. It's the CNBC ones. If you could play the Donald Trump one with the picture and then play the other one with the two people, like at some form of financial counseling. Shoot. That's there. If you could play that for me, Scotty, I would appreciate it. Because mine is, oh, wait, I think it's.
It's loading up now.
It's yeah, okay. Okay, cool. And in the meantime, until I think mine may load up, and if it does, we'll listen to this. Very, very important for today's show. Okay, here we go.
Mr. President Trump, Obama administration utterly rebalanced to Asia. They have emphasized Asia, but China is taking hardline stance in South China Sea as well as China Sea. And North Korea has went on the missiles and nuclear development. So some countries in Asia are concerned over commitment of United States in Asia. So against this backdrop, as was mentioned earlier, for the Trump administration, for the situations in Asia, how would you respond to the increasing difficulty here? And, President, you have repeatedly stated about...
Okay, it went out on me. I'm probably going to have Scotty play it. Scotty, if you could upload that and play it, and then while you do that, let me set the... This is a Japanese reporter that's asking questions when the Prime Minister of Japan and Trump met last Friday, and she was asking a question. Very, very important.
Okay, which one I'm supposed to play, Dave? Because I shut it down when you started playing, so it wouldn't play. Which one am I playing? A, President Trump is an excellent businessman?
No, it's Trump, we will all be at a level playing field. You see that one?
Yes.
It's right there in... Sorry, you all. Let me see, Scotty... He may well be able to play it. We'll see. Hopefully so. Okay, here we go.
We're going to have to wait till this ad is finished.
Okay. Okay, cool. So here we go. As soon as the ad finishes, we'll jump in. And so very, very important. This Japanese reporter is asking this very important question, and you need to really hear what Trump says.
I have a question to President Trump. Obama administration, under the rebalance to Asia, they have emphasized Asia, but China is taking hardline stance in South China Sea as well as China Sea. And North Korea has went on the missiles and nuclear development. So some countries in Asia are concerned over commitment of United States in Asia. So against this backdrop, as was mentioned earlier, for the Trump administration, for the situations in Asia, how would you respond to the increasing difficulty here? And, President, you have repeatedly stated about China taking on the currency, foreign exchange policies, which are not good for the United States. Do you think that eventually it will change in the future?
I had a very, very good conversation, as most of you know, yesterday with the president of China. It was a very, very warm conversation. I think we are on the process of getting along very well, and I think that will also be very much of a benefit to Japan. So we had a very, very good talk last night and discussed a lot of subjects. It was a long talk. And we are working on that as we speak. We have conversations with various representatives of China. I believe that that will all work out very well for everybody, China, Japan, the United States, and everybody in the region. As far as the currency devaluations, I've been complaining about that for a long time. And I believe that we will all eventually, and probably very much sooner than a lot of people understand or think, we will be all at a level playing field. Because that's the only way it's fair. That's the only way that you can fairly compete in trade and other things. And we will be on that field, and we will all be working very hard to do great for our country. But it has to be fair, and we will make it fair. I think the United States is going to be an even bigger player than it is right now by a lot when it comes to trade. A lot of that will have to do with our tax policy, which you'll be seeing in the not-too-distant future. We'll have an incentive-based policy much more so than we have right now. Right now, we don't even know. Nobody knows what policy we have. But we're going to have a very much incentive-based policy. We're working with Congress, working with Paul Ryan, working with Mitch McConnell. And I think people are going to be very, very impressed. We're also working very much, and this has a lot to do with business, on health care, where we can get great health care for our country at a much reduced price, both to the people receiving the health care and to our country, because our country is paying so much. And Obamacare, as you know, is a total and complete disaster. So we're going to end up with tremendous health care at a lower price. And I think people are going to be extremely happy. Difficult process, but once we get going, and as you know, Tom Price was just approved a few hours ago. So we finally have our secretary, and now we get down to the final strokes.
Okay. Very, very important what was just said. And in my opinion, this is actually goes to what we were talking about of some events that are going to be happening pretty soon. With celebrity figurehead, and we played it before here on a GQ interview that Trump had did, and he said that it would be difficult, but he would like to be on a gold standard. It would be difficult, but we would like to be a good thing, but it would be a difficult thing to get to. Basically, he was telling you that he was going to do it. What he just said right here, he said that everyone currency-wise was going to be on a level playing field. And he said, and it's going to happen sooner than most people think. And just as we've been telling you, all of a sudden, one day you're going to hear a special announcement, a breaking news special announcement. All the networks will carry it, where Trump will come on and say that they have now had to, because of the economic crisis, has now decided that it was in the best interest to put the United States back on a gold standard. Here's the thing about that, ladies and gentlemen. He said we all will be at a level playing field. That's impossible for the United States to be at a level playing field, ladies and gentlemen, without having a gold standard. And here's the catch to it all. In order to get to that gold standard and be on that level playing field, you are first going to have to go through a complete excavation of debt here in the United States. All debt will default. And when you do, when that does happen, that's the only level playing field that everyone can be on, is when they have all of their currencies backed by assets, ladies and gentlemen. And when they do that, if you're not prepared for it, the default of the debt will be you. Will be you. And will be everyone that is tied to all forms of debt. And see, most of us think that getting out of debt is paying off a credit card bill, a student loan, a mortgage, or a car note. That's because that's what the system wants you to think. But the real debt that you're in is what they pay you in weekly, biweekly, monthly, or annually. It's the cash they give you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the debt. In order for the United States to get on a level playing field with the rest of the world, that means it has to sell you into default. It has to declare you into default, ladies and gentlemen. And when that happens, yes, the United States may be, currency may be on a level playing field, but you will be completely disemboweled financially. Because the thing about debt is that it's never forgiven, because it's a sin upon itself. They're going to require that the U.S. have its currency backed by something of relative goods, something that has intrinsical value. In order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to do that is because there's going to come for when the debt toll bell rings for everything here in the United States. And in going into default, what happens when you go into default is that everything that you have can be claimed in order to pay back the debt that you have. You've seen it before. It's called repossession. It's called liquidation. It's called asset forfeitures. Yes, the United States will be on a gold standard, but it's going to be about by way of a war, because the United States is using the rest of the world's gold and they're not going to stand for it. And that level playing field, ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to even be in that realm, you are first going to have to deal with your overall bankruptcy and your debt default. And it's not going to be where you just write it off. There will be no writing off. It will be writing down. They will write you down. And they're going to look at how are you going to make good, because our gold standard won't work unless everyone is on a level playing field with gold. Can you afford to get gold? Can you afford to get the assets to back your economy? And people are going to say, yes, 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 we have plenty of cash. Oh, but we don't accept that cash anymore. We don't accept that because that's in default. It is non-redeemable because it has no value. And then they're going to ask you once again, do you have anything of value so that you can be in this trade agreement? And the United States is going to say yes. We have the energy of labor force. We have citizens that we can default on and seize their energy by way of default. This is going to be the biggest prison debt country, debtor's prison country, that every country in the world is going to lay claim based off of what the debt agreement was that was defaulted on by the lender. By the borrower. The lender is going to say, I will take this part. I will take this part of California. I will take this part of Arizona. I will take this part of New York. I will take this part of Michigan. I will take this part of this country. And this is where how they're going to divvy everything up. And everyone there is going to have to pay back their overall default in the loans in order to get back in good standing and be able to engage in meaningful global trade. And they're not going to be accepting your dollars. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is this, is that you will quickly come to find out, if you haven't known, no matter how many times you entered a voting booth, it didn't change one thing about your overall standing. You were still paid as a slave. We were all still paid as slaves. And the thing about that is that accrued debt is unpayable. It's mathematically impossible to pay. So the overall energy that is going to have to be given is going to be mathematically impossible to endure. It's just like, I will put it best way this way. You have gone to a restaurant to eat, and you couldn't pay for the bill. But you've already indebted to them because you consume the meal. Guess what they're going to do? If you try to run out, you can be seized and arrested for defrauding the innkeeper. So they're going to say to you, you're going to have to pay it somehow. You better call somebody to come bring you some. You better get it from somewhere. Or, you know what? There's some suds and some dishes back here that you're going to start bussing. You see how this works? The debt that the United States has and has been created is your debt. It's not the United States debt. Because the United States is a corporation. It's an entity. It's a person. It is not a living being. You are the extensions of that corporation as living being known as human resources. So when that overall consumption of the debt that was the overall consuming of that debt was created and it bubbled and it continued to go, once that debt goes into default, the corporation can go bankrupt, but the human resources will have to bear the labor in order to service the default, the judgment. That's exactly what's going to happen here. And he just lets you know. He said pretty soon, and he said it's going to happen much faster than what people think, because it is going to come all of a sudden. And in my opinion, this will be one of the reasons why this is going to be a part of the overall Kennedy syndrome. Very, very possible. All of the connections is real. One of the things you got to remember, when Kennedy, he wanted to totally get rid of the Central Intelligence Agency. He made the mistake of speaking it. Or did he really? Or was he prompted to do it? Same thing with what's happening now. It's all a setup. They will create the environment that proceeds as conflict, and it will turn into a crisis, and they will bring the solution. Listen, everyone. Gavin, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. And then hit **. With Donald Trump, the celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, CEO of the corporation of the Capital United States, has told you what is in the mix and what is in the plan. Did you hear it? Did you get what was being said? Did you read between the lines? And do you hear what they're telling you before they do it. I hope that you do. And that is the only way, as he said, that it is going to happen much, much faster than what people think, meaning it's going to be a surprise. Just like in 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, it happened as a thief in the night because the United States had already gone into receivership and it was bankrupt. It didn't have any of the gold that was necessary to have to back his currency with, so that countries, the debtors, couldn't use their overall securities of their treasuries. They couldn't go to the United States and say, hey, I'm going to trade some of my treasury notes for gold. Why? Because they didn't have the gold, because they had more paper than they had. They had more debt than they had gold. And they didn't want to give the gold up. Why? Because they had already made a deal with China. And China says, I will start to buy your debt, but you're going to have to give me something to securitize and as collateral. You're going to have to give me Fort Knox. That's exactly what happened in my estimation. So, very, very important. And this is the only way that everything could be on a level playing field. Scotty, if you could do me one more, the other CNBC video, if you could just load that up, and it's real, real short. I'm going to play that, and that would be the last one for today. But very, very important that we hear that as well. Okay? And this was an opportunity. This was actually a golden opportunity for you to see what was going on and for you to respond appropriately. This system does not care if you protect yourself. This system knows that it has to maintain its overall objectives, and those that choose to do something in adverse to it, there is no, they don't really care about you. And let me tell you why they don't really care about you. Because they can't focus on the very few and then leave the gate to the ranch open. And then all of a sudden, by focusing on you, all of the human resource runs out the door. And when this happens, when they're talking about being on a level playing field, that means every country is on a level playing field. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not based in debt. And when that happens, if you just take from now until this time happens and start to save in real assets, the assets of your talents, first in person that you should ever invest in is you. First person you should ever pay is you, because you're the one that is using and expending the energy to acquire and to create the labor force that you engage in. So the first one that needs to be paid is you. If you default on you, why would you ever get mad for someone else defaulting on you? You don't care about you enough to not to default on yourself. So why in the world would you think someone else would have that moral compass and that moral standing that they would care about you? And then why would you complain when they don't? The process of your talents and your thoughts and your ability were given to you exclusively, uniquely yours. If you do not harness them, if you do not apply them for you, that's not anyone's fault, because it's yours. It's not theirs until you surrender it to them, until you create a mortgage and you sign off on that mortgage of death to them, until you sign a promissory note to them, until you accept their standard of living for those that work for them. Why don't you work for yourself? And that does not mean just for you to have your own business and everything else. You should, if you could, if you desire. But you work for yourself by this way. How do you set and how do you save your talents? How do you pay homage to your talents? How do you not squander your abilities? And I would just say, The universe, there's a universal law that if you do violate it, the consequences of it is because you violate it. But as soon as you stop violating, you stop reaping the consequences of it. Man doesn't do that. They sentence you. There's a universal law. Whatever talent that you have and you don't use and you squander, you lose. And this is critical for us to realize. We got a caller that's in queue. Let me go to this caller really quickly. Caller from 727. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Russ from St. Pete. Dave, how you doing? Great show as usual,
Russ.
Man. Y'all are doing great, man. And y'all hey, everything good, man. Everything's good. I'm traveling. But as I'm listening, you just answered like a great part of my question, because as you spoke about Donald Trump, the Donald Trump clip, and there are those of us like myself who before I began to be awakened, I already got my feet in debt, like mortgage, you know, and student loans. And at the time when this switch gets thrown, you know, some of us, maybe like me, will still have our foot in some of that. So, I mean, is there like a recourse for us, you know?
Yes.
Or do we just got to cut our leg off?
No. Good question, Russ. Really good question. And I'm going to, in my opinion, this is what's going to happen. In my opinion, once the promise of your labor to get paid for your labor, once that's defaulted on, because that's really what's going to be defaulted on, is that they're not going to pay you for the labor and still require you to be laborist. Once that's done, this is the environment that I see happening. Those of you that have become prodigious savers from the smallest amount are going to be vastly ahead of those that have just been consumers their whole time. And what they do is that consumers always think and do a certain thing. Consumers always have cream. Cash rules everything around me. They think that the dollar is king because they heard somebody say that. They think that the dollar is king because they were able to go to a store for a medium of exchange. See, that was the trap. Because at some point and at some time, you're going to find out that that thing is just a piece of paper. And when you do find that out is just a piece of paper, you're going to look behind you and see, well, since I didn't know that this was a piece of paper, now I do know what's in the piece of paper. What do I have that is not a piece of paper that has some standing, some intrinsic value, some worth? Is necessary? Is able to maintain a medium of exchange? And you're going to look back that everything that you ever bought with your cash was trash. But those of you that have been saving, have become prodigious savers, you know what assets are. You bought farmland. You bought this. You bought that. You bought real intrinsical assets. You will have what those that only had cash would have wished that they had known about and listened. Because what it's going to do to you is that at least you will be able to leverage that for opportunities that will come along. Let me tell you what some of the opportunities that are going to come along. There are going to be people that only have been living by cash, and that's all they have is cash. And when that cash is worthless, as Alan Greenspan said, I can give you as much cash and as far out as you want me to give it to you, but I can't guarantee its purchasing power. He just told you as the federal chairman, as the Fed chair, that if you save in cash, that's your butt and your fault, because it won't have any purchasing power. But see, we want them to come out and just completely tell us. No, because that's the game, is that they don't want you to know. They want you to be consumers. of things and not savers of anything. So those of you that are saving, I don't care how small it is, that savings of what you have right now, you have may have only have one asset, but that asset's power is going to multiply 12, 30, 100, 1,000 fold in importance. You don't believe me? Look at Greece. Look at Cyprus. Look at Venezuela. The people that didn't just have the dollar of the day, but had real assets of eternity, they were able to maximize what they had because it became extremely valuable. And guess what? They didn't take one piece of paper. They, once it reached its real intrinsical value, they would not exchange that thing of value for any forms of paper. You know what they would always tell people? That ain't enough paper. You're going to have to count off more. And then they couldn't count off enough. They had to start weighing it in Venezuela. That ain't heavy enough. One ton of paper ain't worth this valuable thing that I have right here. So for those of you that are saving, this is the opportunity that's going to come to you. You're going to take from you being a prodigious saver, looking at all of these lies and positioning yourself to where you said, now what should I be doing? You ask the most important thing, a question, and you work within your means. Let's say you have some farmland. Well, you can use that farmland and be able to bring food to market because people will still have to eat. And those stores that were just cash stores and they didn't know anything about what Donald Trump just said, he didn't say nothing. They didn't know what he said. Guess what they're going to have to do with their store? They're going to have to liquidate, but the overall need for that store will still be there. And you'll be able to come in and acquire that store. The smart thing for you to do is not to throw those people out, but to go into a cooperative agreement with them because you've been running this family business for so long. I will be the owner of it, and we can work collectively together, and you will be paid well for what you do, because your store is relevant. You will be able to do that. There is going to be, you're going to see crazy things that's going to go on sale. All of those, you know, some of those faddish things that everybody wants, now they're going to return to their intrinsic value as being nothing. You will see people selling cars for $5, equivalent of right now what $5 is. But it still may be $1 million, but it will still be $5 because you saved that overall intrinsic value asset, and all you paid for back in the day right now was you transferred $5 for that asset, and they gave it to you. And that asset now is worth billions of dollars. So you'll be able to do what? You'll be able to look at other assets that are worth you investing in or acquiring or saving in, and then you will be able to accumulate them. That's the reason why it's so important to save. You can even, I don't care where your economic standings are, you don't save in cash. You don't save in paper. If you can, if all you can do is take your cash and transfer it into coins, that is savings. What do I mean? Quarters, nickels, preferably nickels. Get nickels. Save in nickels because they have real nickel in it. It has intrinsic value. That paper with all that writing on it and God we trust and this eagle and this many stars and all of the messages that's on it, the one message on there that only matters is that this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You just got a promissory note. Get rid of it. Get something that's really relevant. So everyone that is saving now, what you're doing is that you're accumulating assets when they're asking the wrong price for it. When they come back to ask the right price for assets, you will be asset heavy. And you will be able to dictate the overall direction of the economy around you, because the economy always needs assets. The assets of slaves, the asset of intrinsic value. That's what they need. And you will be able to provide, and then not only that, you will be able to dictate your overall involvement in the economy, because you will be able to create your own. Why? Because you don't, you are paid as a king, as a queen, as a lady, or a gentleman, not as a slave. So now is the time to accumulate things. You need to look at where you are individually and say, what is it that I can save? If you think saving and putting, you got a big, I don't care if you have a big bank account worth a $5, $6, $7 million. All you got is a million promissory notes at some point and at some time is going to be worthless. It's already that way. What you should be doing is while they're still accepting that cash in a medium of exchange where you can exchange it for something of value, that's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do. So, Russ, that is what we should be doing. And great call, brother. Anything else? Sorry, I didn't mean to get long-winded on it, but this stuff is coming so fast, and it's the things that you don't see that knock you out and put you on your back.
That was money right there. No pun intended, but that was money.
Come on, bro. This is who we are and what we do. Much love. Give my regards to the queen, my man.
Absolutely. Likewise.
For sure. Much love, much respect. So Russ asked the question that we all should be asked. Okay, what can I do? Work from within your own abilities, your talents, where you are. Become a prodigious saver. Now, one of the articles, and I want to go to it real quick before we go to the commercial break. There's another thing I wanted to play from CNBC. If Scotty, if you could, if you would play it. The overall debt is reaching back to levels back in 2007, 2008 for a reason, but is not reaching there. It's far worse. We need to hear this one piece from CNBC is really, really quickly. Scotty, whenever you're ready, go ahead and play it.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, Dave.
Okay. Sorry about that, Scott. I meant to give you forewarning. Sorry about that. All right, so while Scotty is doing that, here's what I need to read to you. This came from the Fitch Rating Agency. And Fitch Rating Agency is one of the rating agencies that rate to see if you're credit worthy on a sovereign level, on a corporate level, and things of that nature, okay? This comes from February the 10th, 2017. Fitch, the Trump administration poses risk to global sovereignty. Telling you everything right there. You don't need to read anything more if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show. That means that you need to be acting. This substantiates and validates why you do what you do. Don't care about anybody else that says that you're a tinfoil hat wearing person, this and that. Don't worry about them. Don't even try to appease them because they're wasting their talents. And don't waste your abilities on them. Don't cast it to the swine. Move on. So, Fitch rate, whenever you're ready, Scotty, just let me know, and then I'll stop.
2006, FHA is the government insurer of low down payment loans. They stepped in to save the market during the crisis and then needed a bailout in 2013. But credit scores jumped as a result, and recently, as the market and economy recovered, the scores have been coming down, and that may be behind the spike in delinquencies. The seasonally adjusted FHA delinquency rate increased to 9.02% in the fourth quarter from 8.3% in the third quarter, that according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The jump, which came off the lowest delinquency rate since 1997, was driven by loans made since 2014 and early-stage delinquencies, that is, those just 30 days past due. The MBA CEO says it's definitely of concern.
We've been experiencing great credit quality for so long, and to suddenly see this quarter-over-quarter reversal was a surprise, and we're looking closely at it.
Now, on Inauguration Day, the Trump administration froze a last-minute cut in the FHA premium by the outgoing HUD secretary, saying they wanted to study it further. The House Financial Services Committee put out something a few hours ago, kind of an I-told-you-so statement, and saying Trump made the right decision. Back to you guys.
Did you hear what was happening? And I didn't get to lay it out real quick. This is what's happening. Mortgage delinquencies are at its highest level since 2006, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of what we don't know is that every form of debt that has been ever written for you and signed on to was actually written for you to default in. You notice you signed their contract. You never gave them any contract for them to sign. They handed you a pen. What pen did you hand them? So who did that contract have in its best interest? It was never you. It never has been you. It's never been us. So we're having mortgage delinquencies that are starting to exceed 2006. And you know what happened there. But I'm going to tell you, it's far worse than that because of mortgage-backed securities. And because of what is being set up, ladies and gentlemen, this is the default of the common person that they're going to blame on you and I and everyone else. The ones that didn't create the overall system, but they're going to blame you for the overall shortfallings of the system. And I'm going to tell you, the system is working perfectly. It is maintaining a stronghold over its human resources, aka subjugated and enslaved people. So this is happening. Not only is that happening credit-wise there, but that's happening in all forms of credit. The household credit index has just jumped dramatically since 10 years. The overall, how much credit is within the homes is jumped. The household has jumped immensely. All of these are triggers and signs, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't really matter if they did go up or they didn't go up. It could be even lower than 2000. Everything could be peachy dory, but this is the key. They can do a margin call on you at any time. At any time. And by the close of business, all debt that gets called in on margin call, you have to surrender to pay. Oh, you signed that. And everything that we've signed contractually is subject to margin call. They can call you on, you could have been paying your mortgage for 15 years. And you only had two more years or three more years. Excuse me. You could have been paying it for a very long time. You could only have one more year left. You've been really good. You've been doubling up. They can margin call you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, say you got to pay this mortgage by 5 o'clock, the rest of the balance of this mortgage and its interest by 5 o'clock. And if you don't, you're in default. More than a politically correct way to say that you're a slave of the lender. So, very important that you heard that, because this is setting the pattern and setting the stage for what is being planned here, ladies and gentlemen. It's not only going to be a 96-hour margin call on the so-called United States, it's going to be a 96-hour margin call on the everyday person. Is what the system is going to do. So here's what it says. Fitch Rating Agency, London. The Trump administration represent a risk to international economic conditions and global sovereignty. Credit fundamentals, Fitch Rating Agency says, U.S. policy predictability has diminished with established international communication channels and relationship norms being set aside and raised the prospect of sudden unanticipated changes in U.S. policies with potential global implications. This is from Fitch Rating Agency, ladies and gentlemen. They can rate the United States as junk. And then in 2008, when that did happen, they were mad at them, and then it went into where Timothy Geithner was mad and everything else. But here's the key. They are telling you everything just in this one sentence. the first sentence. It says the Trump administration risks a international economic represent a risk to international economic conditions and global sovereign credit fundamentals. And I would just tell you this. It ain't really got anything to do with the celebrity figurehead that's before you. That only matters to the everyday person that's looking. That only matters to the audience. That does not mean anything for the director. And the director of this whole thing is the system. And the audience is you and I. They put these individuals so that we'll have an emotional response to them, the one that they want to create. So listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to lay out, we're going to talk about some things that you should be doing now, while we still can, before this actually happens, because there is great opportunity on the other side of this. And it has more than, it's not just about currency and money. It's about your inalienable ability. It's about your talents. That's your prosperity. So listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation after we come back from the commercial break, hit us up, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the Medium tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you all for listening, and we have a caller in queue getting ready to go to them. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star. Thanks. Big ups to you, Scotty. Thank you so much, bruh, and get better, definitely. So let's go to our caller that's in area code 206. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, and what is your question or comment?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it's me. Hey, what's going on? This is fun.
It's me. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
No, I wasn't sure because I can't. My phone is real messed up in here. As a matter of fact, let me go upstairs. Hold on.
No, you good, Hassan.
All right. Can you hear me good now?
Yeah. We heard you well before. No, you were good.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you that good. But
okay.
I got two questions.
Yes, sir.
I know this question has been asked before too, but sorry, I'm fighting. Been fighting the flu. Man. So basically, what you're saying is, man. I guess a simple question is everybody that that's under a mortgage, is everybody going to lose their house, basically? I mean, that's literally damn near everyone.
Good question. Good question. Now, the severity of this whole thing, could you lose that mortgage? Yes, you definitely could, because if they do a margin call on that mortgage, they require, in order for that bank to stay solvent, they need to call in all of their loans, and they have to do before they can receive any form of bailout, and they have to maintain the servicing of their debt. What do? They actually may have to liquidate their assets. And so what is the liquidation of their assets? We need you to either pay it or we're going to seize it and sell it.
Right.
There's so many ways in which they can do. And a lot of people don't know because the MBS is mortgage-backed securities. They don't even realize who owns their mortgage anymore. Who owns your mortgage, ladies and gentlemen, is the very debt default holders. The Fed holds it. Everybody, that's what mortgage, that's why that quantitative easing and everything else, they was going into mortgage-backed securities. So, yeah, they could do it with you know, let's not put anything past them. What you should be doing is this. Yeah. Hold on. One sec.
I'd just like to ask one question on that. What if you ask for the original document on the transaction, the original document?
I was going to go into all that next.
Right, Brother Brad.
What if you crack for the original, because you know they sold everything as a bundle. The original documents went to the Fed, all bundled up for future bonds sold all over the country. So there is no original paper anymore. So you got to ask for that original paper. That's just a thought. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert on anything.
No. You
ask.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Brother Braggs, because the origination of everything, that was with the robo-signing and everything else. But here's what the whole catch of that is. They're going to give a 96 a margin call, and they're going to tell you by 4 o'clock you need to pay. 5 o'clock you need to pay. Could they do that? Yes. Would they do that? I would never put that past them at all. Here's what you have to do in return. When you hold and you control real assets, you transfer the liability of default from you to the immoral lender. What do I mean by that? When you have real assets, you say, okay, I don't care. So what? What I'll do is that I'll be able to, because of my prodigious saving, I'll be able to seize on another asset without even worrying about it. Okay, because when you control real assets, you transfer the liability of default from you to the immoral lender. What actually happens is this, is that you don't have a debt problem. Your lender now does.
Right. Wouldn't they would be going into default anyway on a bunch of other loans before they even start talking to you about your housing loan, right?
Well, it depends. One of the things that these people have a systematic way. What they'll do is they may look at this thing systematically. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by systematically. You know who loans that they'll probably first do margin calls on? I'm just hypothetically, so you need to know. Homes that are in areas that have intrinsic value by some way and by some means. Homes that are in areas that have strategical importance by way of industry. Homes that have something underneath the ground. Oh, man, these people are brutal. The key to making a profit, ladies and gentlemen, is not where you sell. It's where you enter the market. You never buy an asset because you like it. You buy and acquire an asset because the seller is asking the wrong price.
Distressed. You want distressed. I used to go to a real estate seminars many years back, and people used to tell me I was wasting my time, but in one transaction, I had asked for something in a contract at the closing. And what I asked for them to give me $6,000 at closing. Now, I just asked because you can do that. So I did.
My man.
So I asked. But the realtor that I was using, she was disrespectful to my idea. So she halved what I asked for. Instead of leaving it like I asked her, when I left, she halved it. So when we got to the closing, when they were dispersing the cashes, they said, you know, and $3,000 to Mr. Blase. And then the people at the table were like, man, their mouths like popped open the door and grabbed the paper like, what? Yeah, but I had asked for it in the contract. Then I looked at the lady, you know, who was working for me, and I said, that's not what I asked for. What happened to what I... I thought that they... I asked you to do...
I love that.
Making money on the transaction. All I did was ask you to do one thing for me in the transaction. You're going to get paid. Just ask for this in my transaction. and she changed it. And they would have gave me $6. And if I'd have put 10, because Carlton Sheets and all them boys I used to go to, they said that most people don't take the time to read the contract. So I asked for that. We put it in there, and they gave me $3,000 at the table, cash in my hand. I walked away with that at the closing of my house. And, you know,
that's you handing them a pen, brother Bragg, and saying, this is what I want. See, that's what you writing your own contract. That's exactly what it was talking about. Exactly.
I found out afterwards, too. I could have made her pay me that other $3,000, but I didn't. I didn't go after her. It was a good lesson.
I feel you, brother Bragg. But see, this is a trend. And let me tell you, brother Bragg, I'm so glad. This is what we have to know that we're capable of doing. You have to stop believing and following the leash. We have to stop allowing them to put a leash and to control us to where we're going to go and how we're going to live. If that is going to be the case, they are asking for more slaves, and there's plenty of people that are willing to do it. Don't let it be you, because it doesn't have to be you. It doesn't have to be you. So, yes, this is the fault. There is so many variables that it has. And now let me tell you this one thing. The thing is that you must understand from who you are, from what you do, from what your talents are, just this fundamental thing. It doesn't matter how much you have or how little the system says you have. You are abundantly wealthy. And until you start to look at yourself that way, and not from a standpoint of name it and claim it, not from a standpoint of what the institutions based in religion have said, because that is nothing more than the flocking and the fleecing of the people, but from you, the truth of your talents and your abilities. You're going to have to cultivate that, ladies and gentlemen. And for a lot of us, that becomes a dilemma for us, because we've never exercised that muscle within our overall capable strengths. Start working that out. Start small. Some of the things that you should be doing. One, every time you get paid, pay your bills. But before you pay your bills and all of that other things, you pay you first. Because you were the one that got up in the morning. You were the one that expended the energy. You are the one that, regardless if you pay that overall bill or not, if they default on you, they are not going to care where you go or anything else. They won't care about you. So you have to come into the mindset of you made it, you pay first. That's the first bill and obligation that you have. And you have that as who you truly are as an individual. You pay yourself first. And what I mean by pay yourself first, I don't mean by pay yourself first by consuming something else, but paying yourself in something that you can save and become a prodigious saver. No matter if it's whatever it is, it doesn't matter if you got $10. You take that $10, you pay yourself first before you pay anybody else. Hear me out. There has been different things that you've been told that you need to pay this person and that person first. Let me ask you something. The great creator doesn't need any of your cash. Never has, never will. But in God we trust, dude. So the first thing that you, because if you look at the overall abundance from the creation of that, there isn't anything that you can ransom and pay the great creator. You got a little background noise, Brother Bags. Hold on.
Hey, forgive me, man. That's my...
That's okay. So, you got it. So you pay yourself first, because in paying yourself first, you are sustaining and you are upholding what the great creator gave you as talent. That's the first thing you should pay. Oh, I know that that's not popular. That is not something that's traditional. But I'm going to tell you something. By following that, that's destructive. It always has been and it always will be. If you pay your lender first and don't pay you, you are squandering and you don't care about you. That is the ultimate mentality of a slave. And then they're going to come back with all kinds of tricks Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The fast talk of sales should always be tempered by the slow walk of service. They're going to fast talk you into fear and everything else as far as you're going to do, this is going to happen to you. This is the, here. You can only imagine. Let your imagination fill in the blanks. But here's the truth is, you worked for it. You sweated. You had to give up some things to acquire it. So you should be the first rights and have first rights of refusal as to where it goes. Take whatever cash you have. Save it in the form of food. Save it in the form of acquiring land. Save it in the form of acquiring precious metals. Save it in different form. Save it in the form that's going to yield you the most return. Become a good saver. That's your first obligation. Yeah, go ahead, Hassan.
My second question would be, I know all the, you know, our conversations are always about, you know, not going into debt and staying out of debt. Like, would you not suggest someone to purchase a home with a loan at this point, at this point in the game where everything is going? But before you even answer that, I just want to say, up here, rent is getting so high that cash wise, it's actually cheaper to be making a mortgage payment than to be paying a super high rent. The same house that might be, let's just say, for instance, a house that could be $2,800 for rent. If you were to just have that house as a mortgage and own it or whatever, that payment's probably only going to be like $1,800 or something like that. So a lot of people are, that are against, you know, the whole, oh, I'm not going to that, I'm not going to buy a house. A lot of people are just, they're getting home loans because, like I said, it's cheap cash, while it's cheaper.
Great question, Hassan.
But then that could put you in that, the situation of my first question. It's like, you know, later
No, it doesn't. No, great question. And let me tell you real quick, because just for the interest of time, great question. Should you get a home without a mortgage? Well, if you don't know exactly how to do that, then it doesn't really matter. And I'm going to tell you, land is a form of money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. I'm going to tell you why. You can own land, you can own this and that all you want. But if they come and put one of these new military, as I'm driving in Dallas today, I see the new ARATs that the Dallas Police Department has gotten, the military vehicles, the armored personnel carriers that they got. If they come and park them armored personnel carrier by way of your city or your county sheriffs or whatever, or some foreign country, or even the United States government by way of the National Guard, it doesn't matter what the paper says. It's just a piece of paper is what you're going to hear. It's only worth the paper is written on. The thing about land is this. It is a form of money, but it's not the perfect form of money because you can't put it in your pocket and you can't control it.
Right.
Have you ever picked up the house and put it in your pocket? Just didn't fit, did it? If a tank goes onto your land, that tank driver and that tank gunner is now the owner of that home and that land. So you got to think about that. Now, am I saying you don't acquire those things? No, you leverage yourself accordingly. Okay? You leverage yourself accordingly. Even if you do have debt, so what? Do not allow your debt to overextend your savings. Then you're broke. You always have your savings overextend your debt. It doesn't matter how much debt you have. If you have more savings than you have debt, your lender got a debt problem, not you. Because if you don't pay, so what? You'll be cool. But if you don't have any real money, any real savings, and you default on a debt, you got a real debt problem.
Right, and thanks for answering it too. Because something you said early on, I was already actually on that same page anyway. Because it's like you said, if they come and they tell you that you got to pay this, He said, I'm not paying nothing because, you know, what I have saved up, I go buy something 10 times better. I might even end up buying it back from you for cheaper than what the loan was, what I owed you.
Exactly, Hassan. And then here's the thing, too. Have you not heard of people that have paid off their homes and everything else and they still foreclosed on them?
Yep, because of the taxes.
The system is rigged, y'all. The economy system is rigged. It's completely rigged. This is why you can't own anything. You got to control everything. And I forgot to tell you, March the 25th, here in Dallas, the Private Wealth Family Business Seminar have here in Dallas. You need to be a part of that. You can text me, 951-790-8330. 951-790-8330 from 1 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. on this Saturday, March 25th. I will be one of the presenters. The other presenters that I know that are going to be there are phenomenal. You need to be a part of that because that helps you with all of this. Okay? And yeah. I'm not a financial advisor or anything of that way, which, you know, it's just things that you can do that be in your best interest. You start to save right where you are. Go ahead, Hassan. We got like 3 minutes. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, no. I just, when you brought that up, because I heard you mention it yesterday, and I was hoping to get some information on that. So I guess I hit you at another time and get all the information on that. Yeah, because I was hoping to learn something about that, because I know that, like, for the sake of this conversation, we didn't even go into putting everything you have into a trust or any of that type of stuff. I know about all that too, but I just didn't even bring it up for the sake of time.
It's a must. It's a must. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Everyone, if you'd like to know more, go ahead.
One last thing that I never hear anybody on this show mention, and we're always talking about debt and all this type of stuff. Just something for people to look into, because we definitely don't have enough time to go into it, but. If you do it correctly, there's a way you can discharge all your debts. And just giving everybody something to look into, and you can look up ACER-R192, and you'll find a bunch of stuff that's saying it's not true, and you'll find a bunch of stuff saying it is true. If you decide to go down that road, it's a long road, but it's some good information down that road.
Man, Hassan, much love, much respect. Definitely get at me, and we'll get that stuff to you. So,
okay.
We got. Let me see. We got like 2 minutes left. Brother Braggs, did you want to chime in on something?
Nah, man. I'm just saying peace. I'm just sitting here. Great show, man. You know, you always do a great job. So that goes without saying.
Man, Brother Braggs, thank you so much. Did you get it?
No. I'll call you, man, for 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes after your time after the show, Dad.
Yeah. Call me right after.
All right.
Okay.
Peace.
See, let me tell you, and, you know, Brother Braggs, you know, he's got his dogs. That's intrinsic. Everything he knows, that's intrinsic value right there. We have to rely on our talents, because your talents, think about how much of our talents, how many businesses are run by talented people, or by people that have talent that don't want to be there and everything else? No business can run without its overall talent within its labor. None whatsoever. Can't do it. So, but they can, they can have artificial intelligence and everything else, but what created that artificial intelligence was that talent. Okay? You are wealthy. And these are some of the things. Become prodigious savers. Before we get out of here, I'm going to get 2 minutes for the everyday person. This is what you need to be doing. From what is happening, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand this or if you don't understand this, if you get it, I'm pretty sure you all get it or you don't. This is the most important thing. Do not spend your debt notes on things that you don't need or is not going to be valuable in the future. Find and save in things that have intrinsical value, meaning they have value just because they exist. One of the best and most efficient ways right now is you buy an asset when the seller is asking the wrong price. The precious metals is the easiest and quickest way because they're asking the wrong price for the overall intrinsical value of what those the talents of those metals. Okay? So your individual, your thought process, your energy is a talent. Save that. How are you going to save that? Make sure that you're able to recoup that energy from yourself. From if you are a painter, paint your talents so that you can exchange them for things in the future. Develop your talents. If you don't, if that's not who you are, what we're basically saying is this: every person has the ability, their individual talents, and to get them and pay themselves first from those talents. Even if you do work a job, if you are on a job, which is okay, they pay you a check, don't take that check and buy frivolous things. First save. Else you will have to go back to that job after you've acquired many frivolous consumer things. It will require that you will have to be there. But if you start to save, maybe you could start to do and have your own business where you could pay yourself more in everything, time, effort, energy, it all. It's not about their system of cash, ladies and gentlemen. It always has been about the sustainable energies. That's what makes us relevant. So much love and much respect. Hope you all was able to gain some big shout outs to you, Brother Braggs. Big shout outs to you, Hassan. Big shout outs to you, Russ. Thank you, Scotty, for helping me out today. I truly, truly appreciate you all. And I would definitely say continue to watch what's going on. Position yourself accordingly. March the 25th, 2017 in Dallas. If you like more information about it, I posted inside of BTR community. Just scroll through and you'll see the invite, the e-vite flyer that's there, RSV with the Volt group. And until then, much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.